If you like stuff, then check out the Am I Stuff podcast with Mr. Kelsey Hudgens.
He's a fella.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios. Hey, guys, how you living? You doing well? Good. Glad to hear that. So in this episode, I kind of just rambled a little bit. I didn't really have any idea what I was going to do. I just knew I needed to release some content. And when I got to talking, I got to talk thinking about Shane Gillis and the whole Saturday Night Live situation and why he's getting fired for just bullshit. And I didn't agree with the whole situation. So I voiced my opinion on that. And I kept this episode, I think, less than 40 minutes for you, so you can go ahead and just throw your plans to the side for another 40 minutes and listen to me ramble about bullshit, or don't. I don't care. I'm going to keep releasing these things whether you listen or not, so it doesn't really matter to me. Anyhow, please just, I said this all at the end just in case you skip past this part, but please go to mistuffpodcast.com, go to screwballwhiskey.com, S-K-R-E-W, ballwhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here, screwballwhiskey.com, and please go to YouTube and type in Kelsey Hudgens. K-E-L-S-E-Y-H-U-D-G-I-N-S. No excuses. That's how you spell it correctly. Click subscribe on that channel. We are around 350 subscribers right now. We're trying to get up to 420. That's my next threshold I want to break. So help me get there. Also, please go, if you want to follow me personally on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, it's at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter, at Yonder Wizard, W-I-Z-Z-E-R-D on Instagram, and Kelsey Hudgens on Facebook. And the podcast is, of course, at M-I Stuff Podcast on all social media. On Twitter, just add the number one to the end of it. What else do I got? I think that's about it, ladies and gentlemen. So, without further ado, episode number 170 of the MI Stuff Podcast. Enjoy, motherfucker. Yeah, that's when we're going to start it. Right Meow. Because Right Meow is an official description of time. Oh man, I can tell that she sat out at the beach the other night. I didn't check to see if it was in tune. It is not. Let's see, I could probably get it close. Enough. So, oh, wow. It doesn't matter, does it? Okay, so since I bored you with that first couple of minutes of content there, I'm going to make up for it by telling you that I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to talk about. We're shooting from the hip today, folks. Let me get this thing open back up just in case anybody's got something to say about it. Man. There we go. That'll work. So, I did this gig the other night, something that I don't usually do. I did all, just about all originals. And like I said, I usually don't do that. I may have covered like three songs. I think I did three covers and the rest originals for about a 45-minute set. And it went really good. I got a lot of positive feedback on my songs, and I was happy to do that. That was a fun gig. Brother Brian Rossler, who has been on the podcast before, booked that gig, and it was a pretty cool thing, man. He brings a lot of people together, a lot of like original artists, and he is very good at, I don't know, he's just very good at like organizing things for artists that need to be pushed in a way. I don't really want to say pushed, but he's very good at what he does. He's very good at organizing these things for artists that have maybe trouble doing something like that themselves, or if they don't get out much, and he's the one that gives them that push to do something out of their norm, which is what it was for me. But thank God for Brian Rossler. Of original songs. It was fun. Just having a lot of like people that I don't know give me compliments on songs that I've written was nice. And the thing about it that I usually don't do is I usually don't finish a gig and have enough energy to go and do another gig, or not even just do another gig, but it wasn't really another gig, because I was mainly just kind of hanging out, and I did a 45-minute set, so it couldn't count as another gig. It was just literally another set. But I usually wouldn't have the energy to put into something like that. But I did the other night. And I've been getting a little bit better about like forcing myself through situations. Like forcing myself through situations that I did not want to be a part of, really. You know, like normally I would never go out and stop by somewhere random on the way home when home is the only place I want to be. So like, it's just really hard for me not to want to stay home. Home is like the only place I want to be. But I did. I don't know. And not only did I do that, but I got on stage after too, like, and I didn't do bad. I tried to do a few of my bits, like the comedy stuff that I've been doing lately, and that didn't go over so well. I mean, it went all right, but I just, a few of them bombed pretty hard. But I didn't care. Doesn't matter. The ones that I've gotten down, the bits that I've gotten down pretty strong by now are going really well. I don't know, know, I've been putting a lot of work. Not a lot of work, but I've just been trying to improve upon them, trying to get timing right, and just working out that stuff up there, and it's going pretty good. My in-between song chatter is just improved immensely. Shane Gillis got fired from Saturday Night Live. And here's how I feel about that. In comedy, on Saturday Night Live, in skits and bits that were on and approved by Saturday Night Live staff, there have been countless jokes and bits that dripped of racism. But once somebody does a joke or a bit on their comedy podcast because they're a comedian, it's taken seriously. And I have friends who I respect their opinions on this situation, and I understand that a lot of people were offended by what he said, but just because you were offended by what he said does not make what he said serious. Just because you don't like a joke doesn't mean that that person then wasn't telling a joke and they were being serious. Now, is it a point to where you're not allowed to make a joke about something? Me personally, I won't do that. But I'm just not that kind of person. I'll make inappropriate jokes, but just I choose my battles. And I choose not to punch down. But still, any comedian who has a comedy podcast, if he cannot say a joke or make a joke or say any, because a comic's job is to get a laugh. By all means necessary. That's why most everything is safe in the world of comedy. Because it's only their only job is to get a laugh. So, if you're doing that, you're doing your job. Carry on. But just because someone hears that joke and hears that bit and doesn't like it, that doesn't mean that this person was to be taken seriously. It was a joke. It was a joke, man. And I said it on Facebook, a joke is a joke. No matter the content, it's a joke. No matter how you think it might have been intended, just because this man makes a joke about something, just because he makes a racist reference in a joke, I don't think that necessarily makes him a racist. Do I think that the person who did the voice for Scooby-Doo makes them a dog? Or are no more than it makes Daniel Radcliffe a real-life wizard. If you're doing something like that in the world of entertainment to entertain people and to make people laugh, then you're playing a role, correct? We can agree on that, right? That it is a role that is being played here. And on Twitter, I watched, you know, probably an hour's worth of bits in Saturday Night Live's history and recent history, like within the last decade, when all of this, you know, when all of this stuff has been unfolding over the last decade. So now that Shane Gillis is not allowed to be part of the cast of Saturday Night Live, does that mean that now we have to go back and pull all of, like, Chris Kattan's skits, or now we have to go back and we have to pull all of everybody else's stuff? Like, how far do we take this thing? And not like it's going to affect, I mean, well, that's foolish to say. Of course it'll affect his career. What I mean to say is that Shane is a funny comedian, and he doesn't have to worry about work. He's secure. And Tony Hinchcliffe, you know what? I want to read that whole thing. I want to read this Tony Hinchcliffe tweet, Shane, because he said it best. Where's the pony? Where is it? Where did I? Let me just go to my. I'm sorry. I know this is taking longer than it should. Forgive me. Okay, here it is. This is the words of the great and powerful, one of the top rising young comedians in the world, Tony Hinchcliffe, the Golden Pony. The people that watch and enjoy SNL, the people that watch and enjoy SNL are the lowest form of comedy fan. No good comedians watch it. No one respects it in the business. It would have been canceled long ago if they didn't have a massive budget to pay guests and promote the show. When they hired Shane, I thought, wow, this is the smartest thing they've done in a long time. An actual comedian, not some improv player that has no creativity, that's just going to listen to some writer that went to college to learn how to write comedy, that is hanging onto their job by a thread. I thought SNL, turning a corner, tapping into the real comedy / podcast base that has been destroying them as a reliable source of comedy for the last decade. But no, SNL fears the Twitter thumbs of the garbage humans that want to take jobs away from actual funny people while living in their bubble of fear of quote-unquote fear and quote-unquote Trump and quote-unquote inequality. And every other storyline that CNN peddles to people too scared to chase their dreams that are just looking for a distraction from their unfulfilled lives. Who's at home on 11:30 on a Saturday? Dorks. That's who they play to. And that's who SNL is fearful. Dorks. And to the quote-unquote comedians who wanted this to happen to Shane, you people are the lowest scum on earth. I get it. You wasted all your years practicing safe, clean, self-deprecating comedy because you thought getting on Conan was going to solve your problems and make your mama proud. And now you can't get headlining spots on the road. And you can't follow comedians like Shane because you'll get fucking buried. So this is your revenge. Well, good luck to you comics. You're going to end up just like SNL with a bad fan base. And finally, to those of you that think this is bad for Shane, it isn't. He's an undeniable comedian, and those people work happily forever after. My point of this was to point out how lame SNL is. Network TV, stay PC. Keep pushing people to kill Tony, 8 p.m. tonight, live on YouTube. So, yes, Tony Hinchcliffe, the Golden Pony, saying it better than I could there. And I agree with his words. I agree with what he is saying. And I watch Kill Tony regularly. And I had a friend of mine on Facebook mention that basically comparing a YouTube comic's opinion to that of SNL. And to my reply, and I bet a lot of people who are actually into comedy can attest to this, I've seen 100 episodes of Kill Tony to my single episode of Saturday Night Live this year. And you know what? I even find myself, if at home on a Saturday night at 11:30, I will turn the TV to Saturday Night Live, but I swear to God, I usually change the channel within minutes. And I'm sorry for what that might mean. But then again, I'm not really sorry for what that might mean. It's not good. And people like Shane, who I've seen on several podcasts that I enjoy watching, comedy podcasts, where people say things that if you only use parts of your brain, you can interpret as racist, homophobic, or ignorant or misogynistic or whatever you want to use. But me, someone who enjoys comedy and humor, can see what they're actually doing, and that is making a joke, and I can read between the lines of that. And the same people that would go to Twitter on the same people that would go to Twitter and preach all this negative shit to on behalf of Dave Chappelle for making jokes. Like, just because he made jokes about a certain thing does not make him that thing. I mean, shit, if we can't... He made light of some situations that are very seriously affecting this country right now. And I just can't... I can't help but wonder at what end do these people want... At what end... Do we keep on editing out people and editing out people's bits and dwindling it down until comedy only serves a small group of people who apparently only write for websites that don't have that many followers anymore? Is that where we are now? If this shit keeps going, comedy is going to be garbage. And I'm sad for that because I love comedy. And I'm not sad because I don't think it's going to change anything. Comedy's still going to be comedy. I don't care. You can't cancel somebody's career. You can't make people stop listening to podcasts. And if ever there comes a time in which podcasts are being canceled, quote unquote, or whatever, you know, whatever they edited, or if people are starting to get, I don't know, if people are starting to be judged by things that happen on their podcast, where basically if the podcast ever era or the podcast crew out or podcast crew, what the fuck am I even saying? If the podcast makers ever move out of the wild, wild west era where everything goes, then nothing's going to be fun anymore. And because now people would rather have folks go through their entire lives putting on masks of, like, putting on a mask and being somebody completely different just to please those around them rather than being a real person. And that's so shitty, man, that you're telling an entire generation of people you can't be real, you can't be honest. And I'm sorry, but for the same reason I've said 100,000 times I'd rather be right than liked, I'd rather be honest than liked. I don't care what anybody thinks about my honesty. I don't care. I'd rather be honest than liked. And I just get so bent out of shape when people just make up things just to make conversation or whatever, for whatever reason it is, just to say things that are not true, to exaggerate a story. Or, like, you can be a great storyteller by telling the truth as well. You know, like, I hate when things like that happen. But why is everybody now being pretty much reprimanded for being real and talking about what is really funny? I don't know. People just want the world to be there just for them and nobody else. And if anybody else enjoys something that they do not enjoy, then they're canceled. Give these people the boot. They don't deserve anything good. They don't deserve anything good. You can't give them a chance to be funny because they said this one thing that I don't like. And just because it's more than one person and maybe a few thousand people, then they're definitely canceled because more people agree. But it's comedy, man. It's comedy. It's just a joke. It's just a fucking joke. Don't take shit so seriously. I've been in a position in my life where I've taken shit too seriously, and it wasn't a good period in my life where you take shit too seriously. You take shit too seriously, and you remove somebody else's. You remove somebody else's chances of being funny. And I've done that before, and it's not fair. Just because I don't think something is funny doesn't mean that it isn't. But I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit what anybody thinks anymore. But yeah, I like what Tony said. I like everything Tony said. What up, Buzz? Approach life lightly. That's right. Fuck is he gone? That's what doesn't make any sense to me. It's Saturday Night Live. They're gonna go and fire this guy because he is making a joke on a podcast that is when why are they literally gonna start fucking policing us there now? Like where we are in one way in our own homes making jokes to people that watch us on the fucking internet. And now he can't get a job with Saturday Night Live. Well, I don't know. He's gone. Fuck, what can you do? But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, guys. I got the Braves coming on in about 15 minutes, and I got to do some pregame before then. I wanted to get y'all a little bit of content out before it went a little too far past Sunday, because I know I didn't do shit on Sunday. Anyway, Chris D'Elia's released some videos, dances with Johnny Depp. Don't nobody give a shit. But anyway, please go to mistuffpodcast.com. Please go follow me on Twitter at Kelsey Hudgens. Kelsey Hudgens on YouTube. Click subscribe. Do all of that. Please go to the website mistuffpodcast.com, where you'll have the updates of all of the new videos that come out, all the new episodes of the podcast, all that bullshit. Find it on IMDb. I don't know why I said IMDb. I'll never say that, but go do that anyway. At Yonder Wizard on Instagram, at MI Stuff Podcast on every other form of social media. Follow me there and do that shit. And in a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. Peace, bitches.